this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show. 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max. Oh, maybe one more ado, or maybe it's an adult. Don't listen to this show today if you don't want to hear spoilers. Today's episode is filled with spoilerish material, so beware. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. This one is supplemental episode, 15 Minute Max. Say hi, Max.
Hi, guys.
And Max, you've got a topic you want to talk about today.
The top three Marvel movies I am looking forward to.
And why do you want to talk about that today?
Well, Age of Ultron, kind of, it felt like it led the way for a lot of Marvel movies, like they talked about Wakanda, and it's an Avengers movie, so we know that there's going to be the fit, and that's leading. I like how Marvel movies, everything's connected.
Mm-hmm.
Everything kind of happens after the next Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to start up after Age of Ultron. Everything's all connected.
Yep, they all lead into one another, and that's pretty, like we were talking about in the last podcast, that's pretty unprecedented in movie history to have that kind of a movie universe that all ties together, which, to an old guy like me, warms my heart, because that's what made Marvel Comics back in the 60s and 70s particular. That's what made Marvel Comics so great, is that all of their characters tied in together. That wasn't done before Marvel Comics so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you want to talk about, the top three Marvel movies that you are most looking forward to as they're coming up.
Yes.
All right, what's number three?
Civil War.
Why are you looking forward to Civil War so much?
It was such a big thing. You know, funny fact, even Alex, I think he's reading a Civil War book right as we speak.
Oh, is that right?
And
what is Civil War about?
Well, Captain America wants freelance heroes. Or he doesn't think heroes need to be in special restrictions. They should be more free. But Iron Man says they should be more organized and have to reveal secret identities. Now, the big problem with this is if you let one team win, then the other team, then the people who thought the other team would win are going to get angry. Mm-hmm. But if you let the other team win, the people, or if, say you let Captain America's team win, well, then the Captain America fans would be pleased, but what about the Iron Man fans? Or if you let Iron Man win, well, the Iron Man fans would be pleased, but what about the Captain America fans?
Who do you think should win? Should we have registered heroes, or should heroes be allowed to go on with their secret identities and operate basically outside of the law?
I say Captain America. Not because I think that Captain America has a battle, because the dude was from World War II and he has better experience with war than any of them.
Mm-hmm.
He has more experience with fighting, and you know, it's like, as I said in my last podcast, when you put Iron Man and Captain America, they're the harder team. You break those hearts apart, the Avengers isn't there. So we're going to have to somehow or surgically put that heart back together, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. But more importantly, if you were in the Marvel Universe, you are a superhero, Supermax.
Yeah.
And you have to decide which side you're on. Are you on the side of registering superheroes so we can kind of have accountability, and if, you know, a superhero does something, they have to be held responsible for it and they have to follow laws like everybody else in the country? Or are you Captain America, who says we can't register, we won't register, it's our personal liberty and our freedom, and starting a superhero Registration Act is going to cause more trouble than it's going to solve.
I agree with Captain America.
Okay, so you're on Cap's side. You think it's okay that these superheroes are running around, they don't have to follow any laws, they don't have to answer to anybody,
they can just do whatever they want to do. I'd more be as a Spider-Man guy. I'd kind of start out on Iron Man's team, but eventually go to Cap's team or something like that.
No, not in the story. How do you really feel about this topic?
I don't really know, because I don't want superheroes to be running around doing really everything, but truthfully, this is my final answer.
Okay.
Iron Man's team.
Nah, you switched sides already.
Because more organized heroes can help the because...
You think they can help the economy?
Well, because if, like, say Ultron comes out, well, then you can't, when, if there's another invasion of Ultron, then you don't have the Avengers just to rely on it. Well, you could have different heroes. You could have, even though he's not Marvel White, it's the Thing. And, or you could have people like that. Or you could have Spider-Man to help.
Okay.
You could get heroes from all over the world to help.
So now you are Supermax, and you've just decided that you want to register under Tony Stark's regime. And you know that your registering makes me a target and Alex a target and your mom a target, because when the Green Goblin comes after you, he knows that he can't hurt you because you're super, but he can hurt you by hurting us. And when you register, even though they're going to really, really try to keep that information a secret, you know that Green Goblin is going to hack that and find out where I live and where, you know, Alex goes to school and where your mom works. And he's going to try to hurt them, and by which,
oh, I don't
hurting
know
you. So now what are you going to do?
I'm going to switch to Captain America's side. I don't know what to do.
Well, that's exactly what makes that a good movie. There's compelling arguments on both sides, right?
Right. You know, Civil War actually inspired us, because I wanted to do a podcast on Civil War, but then we eventually toned it into this.
Well, let me ask you this. You're reading a book for school right now.
No, I finished it.
All right, Mr. Contrarian. You're finishing a book for school right now.
I already finished it last night.
It's on which American president?
Abraham Lincoln.
Now, Abraham Lincoln had to deal with his own Civil War, right?
Yeah.
How did he deal with the Civil War that he had on his hands?
Well, it mentions over and over again that he hated slavery. And he knew, he never really had a full general, and he dealt with it by any regular war standards, and trying to organize the attacks, and stuff like that.
So how do you think Abraham Lincoln would solve the Marvel Civil War?
I don't know. He's not in this universe.
Well, imagine.
Well, he'd pick a side and then fight on that side.
Captain America and Iron Man are fighting in Times Square. Supermax uses his super abilities to go back in time, grab Abraham Lincoln, bring him back, sets Abraham Lincoln in the middle of Tony and Steve, and Abraham Lincoln looks at them and says,
Well, stop fighting, this is pointless.
How does he convince them to stop fighting?
Well, we just say that we'll do all things one way and you can do your things the other way?
Is that what Abraham Lincoln did with the North and the South? Did he say, well, the North is just going to do the things that the North does, and
no,
the South is just going to do the things that the South does?
He fought on one side.
Okay, so which side does Abraham Lincoln take?
Well, I'd say he'd probably take Captain America's side.
Okay,
wait, no. He'd take Iron Man's side because everyone knows, because he's not a superhero. Everyone knows his secret identity and no one's going to be going after him. What?
Well, he's got a wife. Are you talking about Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah.
He's got a wife. What if they go after his wife?
Well, why?
To hurt him.
Why would they want to hurt him?
Because they don't like him.
Why not?
Because they're supervillains. Supervillains decide they're going to hurt the president, they go after Mary Todd.
Yeah, well, already people hurt the president in a lot. Even when he started, there was letters from assassins,
mm-hmm.
and he was assassinated by by someone who at least looked like a famous actor.
Really?
It even said in the book, was this part of the play?
A lot of people thought it was part of the fiction that was unfolding in front of them, huh? So, you think Abraham Lincoln would be on Iron Man's side?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because what Captain America is arguing for, basically, is freedom, right?
That's...
The freedom to make your own decisions, the freedom to do your own thing, and...
That's George Abraham Washington.
Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was kind of a personal freedom guy, wasn't he? He didn't like slavery. That's some people telling somebody else what to do. Right?
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
Maybe Cap side? I don't know. This is going to become a podcast on its own. I know, we're already halfway to school.
Yeah, because as soon as you say Captain America, I'm going to say, well, I don't know. Abraham Lincoln was kind of a law and order guy. He said there were certain laws that had to be followed, and the southern states were not following those laws. So I was going to catch you one way or the other. There is no answer to it. It's just kind of a fun thought experiment. I wanted to see where you were going to go. I wanted to make you sweat. Did I do a good job?
Yeah, but I truthfully do think that he would go on Cap's side.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, if he knew that Cap was a good fighter, then he'd definitely go on his side.
Why?
And because if you have good fighters, and people more experienced, like Abraham Lincoln was definitely very experienced with war. The guy had, like, 10 different generals.
Was Abraham Lincoln experienced with fighting? Had he ever been in a fight himself?
No, but he's better, at sending troops out, even though it did look like at some points that they were going to get owned.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, I thought Abraham Lincoln was a boxer at some point.
He was.
Then he had experience fighting himself, right?
Yeah, but I thought you meant, like fighting on the battlefield. Like a gunshot fighting.
Knowing that Abraham Lincoln was a boxer, who would he more identify with, Cap or Iron Man?
Well, Iron Man.
Really?
Yeah, he's more of a boxing character. And Cap just uses his shield, but boxing, you stay in a short... Well, there's no real boxing superhero.
Well, there's Green Arrow. He's got that arrow that has the boxing glove on.
That's DC.
All right, so number three is Civil War. What's number two? I'll let you off the hook.
Okay. Hey, Black Panther.
Really? Why?
Well, I really like the character of Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so, in a way, unique. And maybe they would somehow hear about Ultron, and what would happen if they heard about Ultron and what it did. Because he was made, and the adamantium.
Do you think Ultron should be the villain in Black Panther?
No, I think it should be that, I don't know what his name, but I think I saw him like a really creepy, he's a really creepy guy, like he's a enemy of Cap's, Like, even if he gets, like, hurt, he instantly regenerates. And I remember seeing one thing where he actually did attack Wakanda.
Oh, really?
Or it could take more of ultimate... Wait, no, it's not that. Ultimate Alliance to spin on things when there's a virus going through Wakanda.
So why else are you interested in Black Panther movie?
Well, I know that they'd have to... Well, I like his design.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've already said, adamantium!
You're just excited about adamantium, is that it?
No, it's because that's the founder of really adamantium. There's no Marvel without adamantium. There's no Wolverine. There's no Ultron.
Oh,
wait, why hasn't there been a Wolverine versus Ultron?
That's a good question.
Comic books, get wide. Comic book writers, good idea. It's a good idea.
Okay, so what's the number? So you're looking forward to Black Panther more than you're looking forward to Civil War? It's got your number two slot.
Yep. I'm not kidding.
All right, and what's number one?
Well, Avengers Part 1 and Part 2.
Okay.
I'm going to put those as...
Wait a minute, we've already seen Avengers Part 1 and Part 2.
No, the Avengers 3 Part 1 and Part 2.
Isn't that so? Okay, Captain America is technically Civil War. So you're talking about the Thanos part of Avengers.
Yeah.
So why are you looking forward to this?
The rumored would go into the galaxy team up.
Mm-hmm.
The Thanos.
Right.
Thanos! No, it's the Infinity Gauntlet. Oh my god, I love this stuff. Spider-Man and Dr. Doom's a comic book nerd. If you've read a Thanos comic book, and a Star Trek nerd. If you've read a Thanos comic book, you'll get that.
Mm-hmm.
So much awesome stuff. I can't wait.
I do agree with you on your number one pick. I think that's going to be a really spectacular finale to something that they will have been working on for maybe even close to a decade at that point. So it definitely will be a culmination of a lot of creative work.
But I'm sad. I mean,
why?
The Avengers is ending.
Well, in a way, and like we were talking about in the previous podcast, this Avengers team definitely kind of hands off to the next Avengers team, in a way, so...
Like, I could see the next Avengers team with, more of, like, the Scarlet Witch, which definitely, I think that Hulk would still do it, because I think that... He's like a CGI animated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Hulk's always going to be in it because I don't think he's actually played by someone.
Mm-hmm.
Is he?
I think they base a lot of his facial stuff on on Mark Ruffalo, who plays Bruce Banner. But, yeah, Hulk is pretty much a CGI character.
So, I do think Hulk would still be in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. But like, I think that there would be, I don't know, who would be the hulking brute? Like, maybe Groot?
Yeah, you could put Groot in that role, sure. He definitely was one of the most powerful Guardians of the Galaxy character, wasn't he?
Yeah. And my second favorite.
Yeah, who was your first favorite?
Rumble. Dad, it was our first podcast together with Star-Lord.
A long time ago.
And I can redo it with Rocket Raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
That green person.
Gamora.
The other guy.
Yeah, there we go. So let's bring this to an end. What do you got to say? You got anything you want to promote before we wrap things up?
Yep. And I have an idea. Yeah. Hey, Dad.
Go ahead.
What if we did user-submitted podcasts? So, in other words, What if we could ask all viewers to ask us tell us what they want us to talk about, and we'll pick our favorite or which one has the most likes.
Absolutely. Go to evil-inc.com, the Evil Inc. comic strip. Scroll down. You will see all of the Hey Comics Kids podcast there. And you can make a comment there. Let us know what your question is. We'll be having a panel at the Wizard World Philadelphia Convention this Sunday.
Maybe you could say what Marvel movies you're looking for, and maybe even to DC movies.
Absolutely. Well, I've got to show you. They've released a cast photo of the Suicide Squad characters for that movie, and that's going to have Harley and Joker and a lot of other DC villains. A lot of people are kind of saying they're not crazy about it, but I want to see what you guys have to say. So wrap this up, Max. Bring her in for a close.
Are you speaking for myself, my dad, and my sleeping brother? Goodbye, buddy.